Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get with you. To get on the bus, it takes me.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and for my new book, The Third Ingredient, just go to thethirdingredient3.com, and you'll find it there, and also both of those are available on Amazon. I hope you check those out. Steve DelBianco is our guest. Steve is the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out and find out what they're doing and support them. They're working hard for if you are a small business and you do any work online, if you do any business online, you need to know what NetChoice is up to because they're standing up for you. Steve, thank you again for all your hard work and for your leadership. One of the things that I want you to talk to us about is the way some of the states are trying to regulate and create barriers to entry for certain industries, and what we can do about that,
Jim. It's become a theme of the Trump administration to roll back regulations that have accumulated over the years, not just in the previous presidential administration. They've done it with environmental regulations and a lot of other regulations that impact businesses. Well, last week I got a taste of what the Justice Department under President Trump is doing today. And they're in the states advocating actively for states to remove legacy regulation that at this point simply protect large incumbent providers.
Like realtors.
And make it very difficult. Exactly, Jim. Realtors, and I have my own battle with the realtors, that their ability to regulate who may be a realtor, their ability to regulate the activity of realtors means that they can punish any realtor who has the audacity of, well, discounting the commissions they charge when you and I sell a home. I personally experienced that. We were discounting our commission, listing homes at 4.5% instead of charging 6%. And we were penalized, punished. We were pummeled by the realtors. And it takes an active Justice Department who at the time sued the realtors over that. This Justice Department is showing some of the same inclination. Again, give you a couple of examples. One that will amaze you is that in the state of Florida, there are a couple of counties that are famous for issuing speeding tickets where they require an appearance. And it turns out that a handful of enterprising computer programmers developed an app called Ticked. Like, I'm ticked off about this ticket, T-I-K-D. And this app would allow you to pay a fixed price to this company, who would then hire a lawyer who would pull together all the data necessary to challenge your ticket. And they would guarantee that they would get your ticket covered and not have you accumulate any points.
Huh.
Well, sure enough, the lawyers in Florida who make a living being paid to represent people from out of state who are given a ticket have sued to shut down this new application, saying they're practicing law without a license, even though they're hiring lawyers like themselves. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that the Trump Justice Department is trying to stop.
Exactly. I heard Maikem Delrahim, who's the Assistant Attorney General in charge of this, the first words out of his mouth is that we are going to do our best to stop states from maintaining these barriers to entry, these barriers to competition. After all, he's in charge of the Competition Bureau at the Justice Department, and that's about ensuring that there's more competition.
Mm-hmm.
The way to do that is to stop these ridiculous laws. He gave us a couple of other great examples.
So let me stop you for a second to make sure that we don't have no one's confused about the there are no indefinite pronouns of any kind in this discussion. The Trump Justice Department folks is going into the states to try to open up competition, to break down barriers that the state entrenched politics is creating, barriers they're creating to new businesses, and the Trump administration is trying to break those up to increase the level of competition. Is that right?
Exactly right, Jim.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Exactly right.
Go ahead.
A couple of other examples would be anybody who wants to go online and order a car, a custom-ordered, built-to-order car from Detroit or even from non-Detroit, like from Tesla.
Right.
I think what you're going to find is there's still several states, five, I believe, who don't allow you to do that. They won't allow anybody to sell you a car unless that car manufacturer maintains a network of independent dealerships.
Even though that's that's the future. Even though that's the future of business, of car business.
Yeah. And who do you think wants to maintain those barriers? Well, it's the auto dealers. And the auto dealers run their own auto dealership boards in each state, and they're the ones who get to make the rules. So it's going to take an active Justice Department by the Trump
legislature. And all of those businesses are small businesses that I advocate for myself. But I also advocate for the ones who want to do it in a new way. And so the point is all the companies, all these companies should be competing across the same set of rules. Now, I want to throw something in real quickly. Would this could this contribute to the new healthcare issues that they're trying to roll out now, where to break down the state insurance commission's barriers? Could this be part of that?
That's a great point, Jim. The state insurance regulation that requires special coverages in each state or a significant barrier to
cover. Or won't allow you to buy across state outside of the state because it's not covered by their policy is not covered by their state insurance commissioner. Our friend Grace Marie Turner has been working on this with the administration.
There's another thing within the state. You're quite right to point out that across the state lines, but within a given state, if you and I felt there was a significant need for a new elderly care center in our community, we would have to get the permission from the local community to get a certificate of need.
Yeah.
We'll get to decide whether there's a need for our facility.
The competitors don't want you to come in there. Yeah, exactly. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We got more to report on after this break. We're going to bring Europe into the discussion. Stay with us, Tintin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.